It's really hard, especially in like the flow of the game. You know, coach was happy that I stopped trying to run people over and use the stiff arm, but now he said, you know, unless it's for the Super Bowl, stop flipping over people too. You know, I think, you know, everyone's heart dropped when I did that. Like, I think mine did too. You know, I've done it a couple of times, like I said, after the game, but I got to be smart. You know, I saw what happened with RG3 on the sideline. I mean, just a freak thing can always happen. So you just got to always just be, you know, you got to be competitive, but you also have to be smart for the team.
Have you watched that play over and over again? Because it shows some athleticism.
Yeah, see, I just get underestimated all the time. I just went back to my basketball days. Everyone afterwards was like, I didn't know you could jump. I said, yeah, you didn't play basketball with me. I told them I'd dunk on all of them. So they didn't believe me, but hopefully they do now.
Everyone expected Kelechi to be able to help boost this running game. When you kind of went back and watched this game, what would most impress you from Sunday about what he was able to do?
He's very violent. He's a violent football player. You know, one of, if not the most violent football player I've ever been around, seen, played with, played against, all of the above. And you love for a guy like that to be protecting you. You know, so the run game and all that, it helps that, but at the same time, I love that he's blocking for me too. You know, it makes me feel safe.
Don't you think that the way he plays can be infectious, that line can kind of take on that personality?
Oh, yeah, and I think it's more him fitting in with all of their personalities, you know, because he – last year, you know, we had, you know, coach obviously would show all the clips of our guys just playing violent like that. Donald knocking two guys out on one play, Rodney running down the field, taking out a safety on a play. You know, it's like, you know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, that's our mentality. You know, that's how we play football. And I guess that's where I get caught up in the competitiveness too, because I hear that preached all the time. So I feel like I'm a part of it, and gotta forget that I wear a red jersey 6 days out of the week. So. You know, I think that when KO got here, it was like a perfect mesh.
What's the key when you're in those late game drives needing to score? What's the key to succeeding in those? And how do you balance over the risk? Obviously, you take more risks then because.
Yeah, you have to.
Right. So
yeah.
How do you balance all that in terms of.
Yeah. You just take a deep breath and you just try your best to, you know, really just do as you're taught. You know, that, you know, you try and do that the whole game, obviously, but even more so then, you have to really focus in, like, hey, it's this coverage, this is my footwork. You know, you just want to slow the heart rate down. You know, that's what you want to do. You just want to make sure when you turn the film on and turn that 2-minute drive on, were my eyes right? Was my read right? Were my feet right? How was the accuracy? You know, you're trying to slow all that down. And, you know, that's really just my mindset. And really, you know, in my head, you know, I'm a big Kobe fan. So, you know, that Mamba mentality, you got to go out there and you got to do it. You know, I've studied him. I've watched him forever. And that's always been my mindset when I get in those situations. Now, they always don't always work out, but that's just where my mind's at.
Is that an area where the experience really comes in, just in terms of having been through that now, the bunch that you have in terms of the slowing down part?
Absolutely. You know, the game has slowed down a lot, and it will continue to. You know, I think of like C. Wood last year. Like, the game was probably so slow for him, I can't even believe it, you know, because it slows down every year. So. You know, that's definitely where experience helps out a lot.
Before the 2-point conversion, I think on television when you saw your face, you seemed really calm and cool.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way inside?
Yeah, I was very excited. But yeah, I definitely have worked on it, you know, because there's times where I get, you know, emotionally hijacked and, you know, then I'll try and force something and do something. I just tried the whole game to be my same, you know, competitive self, just with the same mentality, that good or bad. And, I felt that, you know, being able to stay that way kept my mind in a good spot, you know, throughout the whole game.
Is it crazy to think that you started your rookie season 0-10?
No. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. Yeah, it's crazy, though.
But how much is it now? How much of it is you trusting the process and believing the process to where you're at?
All of it. You know, I trusted from the beginning. I remember I told y'all, if we were 0-10, I still thought we could go play in the Super Bowl, you know. That's always been my mindset. And I've always worked towards that, you know, and I still will work towards that. So whether we're 1-0 or 0-10, my mindset's always going to be the same. I'm always going to be the same person on and off the field. I'm not going to let my situations determine, you know, how I act and who I am.
Having that comeback in the first game, I know each game is its own thing, but having that confidence that you've done it, do you think that if you're put in that same spot week 2 or week 3, that knowledge, hey, like, we just did that, and that gives you confidence?
Oh, yeah, and that's more so, you know, it's always good for, like, a team to know that, you know, like, you know, whenever you get into a certain situation, you're down a certain amount of points or whatever, you say, guys, we've done this before. You know, we've been there. And so it's not, you know, I think that that was the coolest thing for me all game, was that there was no one flipping out on the sidelines. There was no one pointing fingers. There was no subtle jabs at people. You know, there was none of that. There was just, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. Now go do it. And that's it. You know, and that's, if we can just stay calm like that and don't get up, don't get down, I mean, you know, we can score points and, you know, do it at a high level.
Derek, you've always talked about the importance of running the football.
Yeah.
Given what we saw in training camp and then on Sunday, I feel like you got sort of a stable of backs and all of a sudden this is a whole other level of what you guys can do.
Absolutely. You know, you hit on the head. I always talk about how important it is. I said it at the beginning of the year, I don't care if I throw 10 touchdowns. I don't care if that's the last touchdown I throw. If we can run the ball and we win games, I could care less. You know, my job is to help put us in the right situations and win. You know, that's it. And so having those three, and then you add Mays to it, and then when we get Sale back, I mean, it's like, you know, especially with those young guys coming on, it's like, man, you know, we could throw them all out there, you know, at once. You know, who knows, you know, and run the wing tee, you know. You know, we might do that. But, you know, I think that having that is just so good for this team, you know. No matter what the situation is, if you can run the ball, it's always good.
Latavius' run, his touchdown, I mean, that was a play where, you know, you saw him kind of lower the shoulders and really cower his way in. I mean, a guy his size, it's tough to get down that low, but with his size, how nice is that to see him just force his way into the end zone?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was angry Tay, you know. I love that. That's the Tay train, man. When he puts those pads down, you know, how fast he is, how explosive, how strong, how big, there's not a lot of people that are going to, you know, push him backwards. And so to see him put his pads down and do that, I mean, it got everybody fired up.
Derek, home openers might get old for coaches. They get old for you.
No. Honestly, none of these games get old. I get so excited. Walking off the field last week, it was, you know, it hit me like, wow, that was Drew Brees, you know? You know, and it really puts things in perspective sometimes. Like, you know, this is such a blessing to be able to do this. Like, we were talking about it today, a couple of us. We're like, can you believe that this is what we're doing for a living? You know, it's crazy. And so home openers will never get dull to me and never get, you know, anything. It won't be boring, you know, especially playing in front of our fans. Our fans are the best in the world. So being able to play in front of them, it's always exciting.
A couple more for Derek. Derek, between the hurdle and the 2-point conversion, would you say that's the epitome of the tone you want this team to, you know, to set going forward for the rest of the year?
Man, honestly, the tone I want us to set is just win. You know, that's it. By any means, as Khalil Mack says, by any means, let's just get the win. You know, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how we do it. I don't care who has the biggest moment in the game to do it. None of us do. We just want to win. There's nothing like winning and getting on that plane and you know, flying home with a win. You know, your body's beat up, but it feels a little bit better when you win.
Derek, there's a sense of a certain swagger around this team. I think Desmond Trufant said that this morning on a conference call.
Huh.
Is it palpable? Can you feel it in the locker room? That's something different from what's been here the past couple of years?
Yeah, I would say that I just feel a different kind of confidence from the top down, from everybody. You know, from, you know, all the way up to, you know, guy on practice squad just trying to, you know, make his way. Everyone on this team is so confident in what we can do, and it's not arrogant. It's not that we think we're better than anybody. You know, we respect every single team that we play, but at the same time, we know the work that we've put in, and we know how to compete. And like Coach said, we're learning how to win. And so we love what we've done, but, you know, I think that it's just the confidence level that everybody has that if we do the right things and we take care of our business, then we're going to put ourselves, you know, at the end of games with chances to win.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.